Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Tuesday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today, I'm continuing to share some testimonies about how God has miraculously healed people through the Word and through the faith that comes by hearing the Word of God. And I've really enjoyed this. I started this last week, and so this is our seventh program that we've been playing some of these testimonies, and we aren't halfway through them yet. My television department has done a great job. I tell you, to me, this really is a blessing, what they've been doing, because I hear these testimonies, but then to go and develop the story, I learn things about the people that I've ministered to and prayed for that I didn't know when I just prayed for them. And it's really been a blessing to me. I hope that it's been a blessing to you. You know, I would like to encourage you. We're going to go through and show another healing video today on our program. But I'd like to ask that if this has been a blessing to you, if you've enjoyed this, that you'd let us know. If you haven't enjoyed it, if you'd rather go back to just the teaching, you can let us know that too. But I really believe that, you know, I'm never going to get away from teaching the Word. That's what God's called me to do. But I think that just taking this little brief time and sharing these testimonies has enhanced the Word. It has made it more applicable to some people's lives. And I think it has tremendous benefit. You know, the Scripture says in Revelation chapter 12 that they overcame Him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And our testimony plays into what's going on. I know that for me, the things that I have stood and believed God for are a very important part of my life and my whole attitude and everything. All of these things play into where I am right now. I meet some people that it seems like they don't remember. They don't rehearse their victories. They don't make markers and remember the things that have happened. And because of it, they're like a goose that wakes up in a new world every day. They have no recollection of what's gone on before. And because of that, when problems come against them, it's like, you know, it's just a new thing that's coming against them. But with me, I've got 43 years, actually 53 years worth of being born again, but 43 years worth of walking with God and seeking God and miracles and things that have happened in my life, that when Satan comes against me with a discouragement or something, I've got all of this background and memories of what God has done, and it adds to where I am. It makes a difference in the way I evaluate things. Like, I can't just turn and walk away from this. It's not just information to me. It's a part of my life. I've got testimonies and all of these things. And I believe that by sharing these testimonies, hopefully there are some of you that maybe have watched my program, and maybe you aren't totally convinced, and you've been listening. Maybe you've even felt the tug of the Holy Spirit on your heart, but you aren't totally convinced that you can live an abundant life. Maybe you were raised under the doctrine that miracles passed away and that God doesn't do things and He's not involved in our life this way and that God wants you to suffer or whatever. But how do you refute these testimonies? I mean, either you're going to have to come out and say that these people are just out and out lying. And you know, my television department, we have gone through a research process. And of course, I guess it's possible that we could be deceived in something. But we have researched. We have gone to the medical doctors and we've done a lot of things to verify this. And we're convinced that every one of these stories are absolutely true. And you're just going to have to sit there and just out and out reject it and say this is a lie. Or you're going to have to change your theology. You know, there's people that can argue with my teaching of the Word, and they can sit there and say, well, you got to go back to the Greek, and there's so many ways that we can just sit there, and if you want to, you can believe just nearly anything that you want to believe. But when you start sharing these testimonies, and I mean, we've shared many miraculous testimonies of how God has set people free. And when we do this, you're either going to have to come to a place that you either say those people are lying, this is out and out deception, or you're going to have to change your theology and maybe go back and look at the Word of God in a different way to see, is this possible? I'm telling you, the same things that happened in biblical days are still happening today. Jesus is alive and well, and He's moving in people's lives, and it is God's will for you to be well. God wants to do a miracle for you. And it doesn't matter to me who taught you differently. This is what the Word of God says. This is what these testimonies that are confirming the Word of God, as it says in Mark chapter 16, I believe it's verse 20, that they went everywhere preaching the gospel and the Lord worked with them, confirming the Word with signs and wonders following. God confirms the Word. He proves that it's true because people's lives are being changed. And so I offer all of these healing testimonies to you as a confirmation that Jesus is still alive today. He's still moving in people's lives. And the good news is that He is no respecter of persons. Romans chapter 2 says He is no respecter of persons. What God has done for these people, God wants to do for you. I'm going to play a testimony for you today about Ken and Virginia Wood. And Ken fell asleep at the wheel, had a major car accident, was not supposed to live. And then it was evident that he was going to live, they said there'd be brain damage, he'd never be mobile again, and yada, 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 on and on, all of the negative things went. And you know what? Today you could walk just a few feet from where I am in our studio, and Ken and Virginia Wood are out there on our telephones answering the calls. He's walking without a cane. He's walking without a walker. He's without a wheelchair. And God has performed an absolute miracle for them. And the good news is that He's no respecter of persons. What He's done for Ken and Virginia Wood, He'll do for you. So listen to this and watch it and let God speak to you. And I'll be back at the close of today's broadcast.
I had found Andrew on the radio surfing. I was waiting for Ken to come out of work. And I was sitting out in the back, you know, the parking lot. And I just stumbled on Andrew. And the Spirit of God in Andrew connected with the Spirit of God in me. And so I began listening to Andrew, everything I could get my hands on.
If we were thinking according to the Word of God that says no weapon formed against us will prosper, God heals all of our sickness, all of our diseases. I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers, by whose stripes we were healed. Jesus went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil.
I listened to so many of Andrew's teachings. They came in and became a part of me. They became a part of every cell, every fiber of my being. Kenneth was ready to go to work on his overnight work party. And he came in, he had the keys to our little car, and he says, "I'm ready to go." And our daughter came in, and she looked at her daddy. He was just so fatigued. And she actually wrestled the keys away from her daddy and says, "Dad, you're too tired. Here are the keys to your truck. Take your truck." And so as Ken was pulling out of the driveway, I prayed for him.
They sent me to work all night to work at a store. It's about 70 miles away from the store I work at. And we worked all night. And that next morning, I'm coming back to my store. And it's about an hour and a half drive or so.
He called me the next morning. He says, "I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it. I'm really, really tired."
I pulled in a little town, called my wife, and I said, "You know, hon, I'm just really tired. I'm going to stop here and get a bite of breakfast." It was about 8 o'clock in the morning.
And I said, "Call me when you leave."
After that, I called her back and I said, "You know, I think I can make it in."
I says, "Kenneth, if you get too tired, I know where you are. I'll come and get you." And it was 20-30 minutes later, I guess, and the phone rings and we have caller ID and I do not answer if I don't know. But the Spirit prompted me and I picked up this phone. And there was this man on the phone saying, "Your husband's had a wreck."
I had a pickup I was driving, and I fell asleep. And praise God, I did drift over and hit somebody, but I didn't injure or kill anybody. This is a good thing. But I was in a head-on accident. Cruise control is not always the best thing, you know.
The truck was just totaled. I didn't know how. I had no idea how Ken got out of that truck.
The only things I can actually remember of that day after that, I remember them trying, somebody was working on me. I guess they were getting me out of the truck. And I was told later it took them two jaws of life to get me free from my truck cab. And I was a conscious, and I remember saying, just get my leg loose, I'll be okay. I didn't know what other injuries are actually in my body. The next thing I remember is there, I was at a small hospital, and they was going to take me to a major city hospital in Fort Worth.
And there's this helicopter sitting on the front lawn of the hospital. And I'm thinking to myself, I wonder what that helicopter's there for.
And then the last thing I remember, you know, clearly, is the sound of the helicopter blades. And I can only tell you what the injuries were because I was reported. I mean, they said they counted, quit counting broken ribs. I was told after seven. I don't know how many of my ribs were cracked. My sternum was cracked.
One hip was crushed and the femur was broken real close to that pelvic girdle. The right hip was cracked. Both knees were cracked. He had stitches and all over, you know, elbows and stuff.
So I was pretty beat up, okay? And the nurse had told my wife later, says people younger would die. And just to live through that was already a miracle.
They put him in ICU. He was there for 4.5 weeks. It was extremely difficult because where he was in ICU, they reevaluated the situation, the entire treatment plan and everything, every hour on the hour. How's he doing? What can I expect? We'll let you know for the next hour. And it was a major readjustment in my mindset to go live life 1 hour at a time. And one evening I was sitting there thinking, and I just crumbled against the wall and I says, Lord, I can't take this anymore. And Jesus said to me, he says, I have delivered you from the lion. I have delivered you from the bear. What is this Goliath to you?
If we were to be thinking spiritually and focused, considering only what the Word of God says, then when the doctor tells you you've got an incurable disease, you wouldn't fall apart like a $2 suitcase and start crying and have to fight depression and discouragement and fear.
I had this scripture, Isaiah 54:17. No weapon formed against you will prosper. Every tongue, every doctor's report, every nurse's conversation, every thought that rises up against you that does not line up with the Word of God but rises up against you in judgment, you shall condemn. And the Lord told me, he says, you have a part to play, and if you don't play it, it won't manifest. And then it says, and this is the inheritance of the servants of the Lord. I said, what's my inheritance? Then no weapon formed against you will prosper. And your righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. And when I heard the Lord say that, I heard this giant metal door creaking, and as it came and it slammed shut. And when the door slammed shut, I knew that Satan had been locked out. He had reached a level where he was not improving, and the doctors were going, what is wrong? He just stopped. And I was talking to him, encouraging him, and all of a sudden his eyes popped open and the man was totally alert.
And she comes and she kisses my face, and I do remember this, but I remember like a fuzzy dream, so I don't know how that fits in with everything. But she asked me, says, you think you're gonna die, don't you?
And he thought about it. He thought about it and he processed it and he shook his head.
And she says, Jesus says you can live. Now, will you agree with me that you will live? And I thought of it. I was lucid enough I could think. And I said, yes, I agree.
And I just came alive. I said, you will? You will agree with me? And his eyes were closing pretty quick and he gave a little bitty nod. And he was out again.
I chose to live. And when I chose to live, that's when things started changing.
Satan lost no opportunity for creating devastation, trying to kill Ken. And one of the major ones was this acute renal failure. And the nurses called me, explained what it was, said, can we put in the stent and do this thing? And I didn't find out till later that in this situation, that when they do that and they put you on kidney dialysis, whatever it was, they never, ever expect you to come off.
Praise God, I only took two or three treatments, and my kidneys have not missed a lick since then.
Ken had two treatments, only two. That was the beginning of miracles. The second hospital was the one designed to get the tubes out and to get him off those heavy drugs. And I walked in there, they had Ken sitting bolt upright in bed with his eyes open.
She told me later that when they took me to this long-term care facility, that they were saying 6 months would be an absolute miracle. 2 years would not be out of the unreasonable for me to be there. I'd have to learn to walk. I have to learn to talk.
The diagnosis came out. He's going to be in major rehab. Every cell of his body was saturated with drugs. And they were saying, he's going to be a drug addict. You're going to have mental issues. Whatever they diagnosed, God healed.
I left that place in 3 weeks, not 6 months.
And when we took him home, he was in a wheelchair. He had that 3-inch nylon belt around his chest. He was a wheelchair. That's all he was.
I was in a wheelchair, and we stayed there for a while in the wheelchair. Then I progressed to a walker. The people said I didn't need any more rehab, but my surgeon said I did need more rehab. And while they were arguing, Virginia and I said, well, you know, it's about the time for the family summer conference, so let's just go down there and take a week off and relax.
Tribulation do not perfect you. God is not the author of it. It's like I was teaching this morning. The scripture makes it very clear that afflictions and persecutions come for the word's sake, to steal the word of God out of your heart. It's not from God.
We are here because our doctor messed up in his communicating with physical therapy and workman's comp. And so we don't have physical therapy, and we're sitting at home and we're going, we have no obligations. Let's go see Andrew Womack.
We listened to the speakers that week and decided this is what we wanted to do. My heart's always been to do something like this. I didn't know what it looked like.
We came up here 2 weeks early to enroll in school. He was still in the wheelchair, although I wasn't helping him so much.
I did not bring my walker. I left it in Texas. I brought the wheelchair because it was kind of like a second, you know, lounge chair you could put in the room and sit in, get your feet up, but I sent it back home.
By the time school came around, God's power was still flowing. God's power has never left his body.
Knowing I was healed, not just believing, but knowing I was healed, even though the physical outside didn't look healed, I just kept knowing and trusting and thanking the Lord for that. Continued it for a year. I used my cane.
And when it came time to do a second year mission trip, he left it at home. I think it was an act of faith more than anything.
I laid it down. Haven't picked it up since.
Ken still has a 21% disability rating. But praise God, he puts his socks and shoes on. I used to help him put his pants on because that one leg, he just couldn't even lift his leg.
I continue seeing healing in my body, continue knowing that my healing is progressing. I am healed and whole in the spirit. And I'm pretty well healed and whole in the physical too.
He showers, he cooks, he even does laundry for me. And we take walks. He works at the phone center and he ministers to people. He prays for people. He should have died. The man should have died. And there are still some glitches, but he's nowhere near dead. And he is moving. He teaches, he preaches, he prays, he works.
I am healed. I am whole. I am walking. I'm alive. And I know the power of God going through me, working through me, working around.
I pray that that blessed you. And you know, this is something that isn't reserved for just the woods. God would do this for you. The Lord wants you well. And you know, in a sense, you could say that this was something that was their fault. He was pushing it. He was driving when he was tired. They knew that this wasn't a wise thing to do. He even stopped and got something to eat. You know, they weren't totally perfect in this thing. They made a mistake. And yet God's not going to sit here and hold our sins against us. The Lord wants to move in your life. There may be some of you facing physical things that, you know, maybe you haven't taken care of yourself and you've done things. And yes, there are consequences to our actions. But God is a gracious God. God is a good God. And with Ken Wood, I guarantee you, even though, you know, there was a part that he played in this and he pushed himself too far and maybe did some unwise things, they just trusted God, believed God, and God has healed them and set them free. I tell you, if you were to meet Ken and Virginia out here in our phone center, they're some of our supervisors there. And if you were to meet them, they just love God. They love each other. Their life is awesome. God has set them free, and God can take whatever has come in your life and turn it around. He can bring you out of it. There are some of you that have had injuries that you could relate to what Ken was saying, and yet God is speaking to you right now. You know, I don't normally do this, but I really feel in my heart right now that there are some of you with injuries and problems in your life, and right now, as you have watched this program, the Holy Spirit is flowing right through this television program to you, and healing is coming into your body. I believe some of you are going to be able to get up and move around, to move and do things that you couldn't do before. I believe that the healing power of God is flowing right through this television set into you right now, and God is setting you free. Some of you that had given up and that your hope was gone, hope is being restored. Your faith is being quickened. There's some that are receiving instantaneous healings right now. There's others that maybe it's going to be a progressive thing like it was with Ken Wood. It may not all happen at once, but right now in your heart, you know that you have your healing. You know that the power of God is now flowing in your body, and it's just a matter of walking it out. It may take a period of time, but it shall happen. The Bible says in Mark 16:18, you shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. That's future tense. That there is this gradual healing. It can come instantly. It can also come over a period of time. And God is touching people's bodies right now. You know, I want to encourage you that if you feel like God has touched you and that you are being healed, I'd like to encourage you to call our helpline. We have that number on your screen. And just let somebody know about it. Let somebody pray with you and just agree on this and make it sure that it's happening. Others, I believe that all of you need to get these DVDs that we've been offering, these healing journeys. I tell you, they're powerful. And not only will it build your faith, but this is a tremendous way for you to take these truths and share with somebody else. There may be people that wouldn't sit and listen to somebody preach on healing, but they would watch a testimony of somebody who's been healed. And as you're aware, these testimonies have a tremendous amount of scripture in them, a lot of instruction about how it is God's will for people to be healed, and this could be a great way of sharing your faith. So please call the number that you see on your screen, request these materials, but also share with us if God is moving in your life and touching you right now.
The story you saw in today's program is included, along with four additional healing testimonies, on the Healing Journeys Volume 2 DVD. This DVD is available for a gift of any amount when you contact us. Or you can get this product as part of the Healing Journeys package, which includes three DVDs, Healing Journeys Volumes 1, 2, and 3. These three DVDs contain a total of 15 healing testimonies that will inspire your faith and help you reach out to receive all that God has for you. In addition to the DVDs, this package also includes a copy of the booklet, God Wants You Well. This booklet answers questions about healing and lists every instance in the Bible where Jesus healed. The entire package has a catalog value of $77, but today you can get the Healing Journeys package for a gift of just $50 or more. The booklet, God Wants You Well, is available for a gift of any amount. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this booklet free of charge when you request it. We'd also like to remind you that we're offering Andrew's latest book titled Effortless Change for a gift of any amount. Contact us today to get your copy. You can use your credit card to order resources by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Helpline hours are Monday through Friday from 4 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. If the lines are busy, you can visit our website where you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today. We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in Colorado Springs, Colorado next week for the Charis Bible College Men's Advance, January 20th through the 22nd, and in Houston, Texas for a Gospel Truth Seminar, February 10th through the 12th. He'll also be in Colorado Springs for Charis Bible College Campus Days, March 9th through the 11th, and in Orlando, Florida for a Gospel Truth Seminar, March 31st through April 2nd. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net.
I'd like to invite all of the men to come join me on January the 20th through the 22nd right here at our facility in Colorado Springs for our 2011 Men's Advance. It starts on Thursday evening, January the 20th. It goes through Saturday morning. And it's just a great time for guys to get together to sit under the Word, and I promise you it'll make an impact on your life. So make plans to join me right here in Colorado Springs, January the 20th through the 22nd for our 2011 Men's Advance.
On today's program, Andrew mentioned the healing testimony of Ken and Virginia Wood. To see more about this story, go to our website at www.awmi.net and click on Healing Testimonies on the left side of the screen.
You do not have to motivate God to heal. God wants to heal more than you want to be healed.
The almost too good to be true news you can use. www.awmi.net. Basically, what he was doing.